C-Plot by Mary Ann Leon. Narrated by Pirate Mary. Published by Pirate Mary Limited. 2021.
C-Plot. Yarn 1. Entwined. Chapter. Act 1. Setting the scene. Bloody Queen Mary dead from Elizabeth, who had her executed. Then the Pope had Bess excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church in 1570, and her savage ongoing reprisals against all Catholics were scarring. Scene 1. 1583, a 4. Blighty enslaved? England, so weakened, her shores lay blatantly unguarded, preyed upon by the entwined sects of the boring, baddie, bitchy bandits who had their mission set by their uncles out on the Solent, were chained to death oarsmen in unexpected pause, staring beseechingly at the water bucket just out of their reach, with lashes on the backs who had dared. Splosh! Another dead body released out by the heads. Above deck, the Corsair's captain grunted commands as midship officer on deck and in the crow's nest telescoped any signs at all of their placed spies and so-lit beacons. Words pointed, flowed, flowered in their clicking, dancing, beautiful tongue. Their lanterns flickering with the now pretend ensign, British flags flying. Their intelligence was planted. They would await their red crow chosen lantern signal for the danger they were. That to their opposite for the all clear ahead. Go! Scene 2. Presently past. 2020. The Mermaid. Pirate Mary doesn't want to re-invite trouble. She had to remain strong and not open up that crumpled page on the floor and re-enter the mermaid's number in all over again. To say, Mare Bear, you know? It lay there unopened, but not yet in the bin either, as in the nasty kitchen one that no way with even marigolds on would she want to retrieve. She stared, but continued to write this. What a defence. Billie Holiday crooned them their eyes. 10 days of not staring right down into me. 2 days of total pain, yes, but 10 days of keeping distracted busy. Still the crumpled sheet lays like we so nearly did, but nearly never is, eh? 4 months before, the mermaid and her father had originated from the blighty, bigoted, bitchy, bandit counterparts. You so cannot make this up. The mermaid, of course, had claimed total innocence. It was Pirate Mary's little wolf crew and deepest equilibrium pH who pulled her out and onwards, helped her find her new gaff and to remain strong enough emotionally to break the spell that pretend lovers weave. Long-time loneliness is such a pull, and the BBB so cunningly sly. But they were up against the pirate who had sussed them and outstanced them in an outside body with their electric, pollutive, nasty sameness, then claimed as magical realism, which of course it is. PH is part of her fairy tale, no doubt about it. When she explained she lived in her own unique tale, and the characters she met were from some other story, some of which fluxed in and out quickly, and others as total mates to stay, with her fluxing and waning from the moon to tides. Outwards, onwards, our moods can be manipulated, as have been, but all to what end, patriarchs, when no foundation period has been succeeded in, so never can be, bless. Up the rebs! PH nodded sagely and said he was a hobbit. She double took. And how could she not have seen before? He not only looks it, but so is a hobbit. She also calls him her knight because hobbits are. PH is also step hen. Pirate Mary had discovered today. Man, what a coda. He, her marine navigator tutor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?